Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Friday the 5th of August 2011. I'm Simon, this is my audio boo. And you find me unable to resist the temptation of replying to James on his musings this morning about going back to work and walking through hell and all that stuff. Now, I feel that sort of some of what you said, James, at the beginning of your boo is comprehensible only to you. The tangent you went on when you started talking about Snotty Belfast, I think, is a case in point. Anyway, a couple of things I wanted to pick up on. One is going away on holiday and asking people to hold the fort and having a ton of emails coming, waiting for you when you get back and all that stuff. A couple of thoughts on that. One is that, yes, your team hold the fort and they leave all the difficult stuff for you, but it might be an interesting stuff and the stuff that requires your skills. And what they do, the easy stuff. And what always happens to me when I go on holiday is I come back and they're so used to doing the stuff that they can do that they don't end up giving it to me to do anymore, so I can sort of concentrate on doing the interesting stuff again, or the even more interesting stuff. So I actually find it quite a cleansing process going on holiday. I find it progressive in some way. I guess it's because I've got good people that I can delegate to. If you don't have the good people to delegate to, then it doesn't really work. I'm sure Slotty Belfast would have something to say on the matter. I wonder if Slotty Belfast has got a blog. I think he's got a lot of wisdom, that guy. We need to hear more from him. I'll have to Google him and see if he's got a blog. But anyway, the other thing is, even in the case of Ember and Pete, which I presume they don't have a team of people, when you go away and you're not processing the emails you receive, you're also not sending emails, and I find that's actually a good process for because if you're not sending the emails, then in turn you don't end up receiving so many emails again. Does that make sense? Probably haven't explained it very well. But the more emails I send, the more I receive. So if I stop sending them for a week, then they actually start coming in lower volumes, which again is quite good, I think. So it's not as bad as, I'm going to have a whole week's worth of emails to get to answer when I get home from holiday. That kind of scenario. The other thing I want to talk about was the this meme about, when you're walking through hell, keep walking. I've got that. It was funny what you were saying, James, about songs. I've got this song stuck in my head that I only heard the once, which Tim Sims or Timmy Sims, a recent boo buddy of mine. He played this song called "Don't Fight It," and it goes on, "Don't fight it, don't fight it, don't fight it," if you don't know what it is. And I heard that song that once on his audio boo, which was in reaction to Bobby Freakout. Shout out to Bobby Freakout. If there's anything I can do, Bobby Freakout, to help you, please do let me know. I can't think of anything, but just to let you know that I'm here and I'm listening, and I'm feeling for you, buddy. But yeah, just a sort of that song stuck in my head, and I've gone off my completely off my train. Yeah, no, I think the good thing, that's not your fault, darling. Just because you're filling the dishwasher. It's my brain that's firing off and distracting me. I'm being distracted by my own brain. That when you're walking through hell, actually, I think keep walking is very wise, because if you do turn, think, oh, I'll go in that direction instead, there's a danger that you can keep turning and eventually you'd just be going around in circles. Whereas at least if you do keep walking, then you know that you're not going around in circles. So, unless you've got a compass and then you're laughing, really. But anyway, I think you do have to keep going. And it's a situation when you get to a roundabout, and everyone kind of comes to the roundabout at the same time, and everyone's giving way to everyone else, and you will end up just sitting there for a whole minute waiting for someone to make the first move. And so that's why I've kind of learned, actually, you know, if you've started, then sometimes it's better to just carry on. So, and James, I think you saw that firsthand in my roundabout manoeuvring skills, which was a bit of a close shave. But I find it works well for me, actually, just to actually sometimes just keep going when situations occur, and be the one who makes the first move. You know, sometimes when you look like you're heading for a crash, sometimes the best thing to do is actually to accelerate. It's not always to brake. That's something you learn when you sort of start studying advanced motoring skills. The instinct for everyone is to sound the brakes on and all that stuff. Sometimes it's actually better to put your foot down and accelerate out of the problem. So those are some fairly random thoughts. But yeah, The Panics is the artist for that song. And that song is stuck in my head. So there we go. Right, I'm going to sign off now. Thanks for listening. I do feel like I'm getting my energy back. I'm getting my health back. So hopefully you'll hear some more sort of positive and regular output from me. Okay, so yeah. Take care. Toodle-boo.